Well, I think it's time again for a chat with Moira. Moira from Wivenhoe Moving Image, to find out what has been happening and future plans for Moving Image, the independent cinema serving Wivenhoe and Colchester. So Moira, good morning. Hello, welcome.
Thank you, Jason. Good to be here again.
Yeah, so since we last chat, Moira, there's been quite a fair few things happening. We'll run through some of those. First of all, we need to talk about really getting dressed up. You look smart as ever, looking very, very fine, madam. But also the connection here, the very, very tenuous connection. There's been a fair amount of getting dressed up with Moving Image. Explain, please.
Right, well, we had a really successful dressing up event at the end of September when we had a sing-along version of Bugsy Malone. It was a family film show on a Sunday afternoon, but it was really something special. We now have someone on board, Gail Berry, who's a brilliant events organiser, and she really threw herself into it and recruited some special helpers. So not only did we have 65 or so people, mainly in costume, we also had a dressed set with special lighting, curtains, tables, mocktails, and it was apparently a really good event with a lot of people singing along. And then they ended up with a splurge gun fight at the end, although they used party poppers rather than custard pies.
So that was a Sunday afternoon in Wivenhoe. We had 60 or so people dressed in sort of 40s, 50s gangster style costume, which in itself was really quite a sight. But did all this extra activity, did it at all change, do you think, Moira, the ambience of the film that was being screened?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I think undoubtedly, you know, going to that much extra effort makes a huge difference, but it's clearly not something that you can do every week. But now that we've got Gail on board, she's got plans for our Christmas event, which we'll come to a bit later, and I think there'll be plenty more to come next year.
Yes, so we can see how the Philip Road Centre can be transformed into a sort of Chicago gangster scene. Do please stretch your imagination. But let's just touch upon, for a short while, a bit about the Philip Road Centre. So it's an ever-changing situation. So since we last spoke, what is the current status of the building in which you use?
Well, it's owned by Essex County Council, so it's we have to wait for them to make decisions, but we now have a decision from them that they are definitely going to stop using it for the special primary school that they currently use it for, and that's going to happen either in January or at Easter. So it will no longer be in use by them for school purposes. And although under the new localism Act, there is plenty of opportunity for the community to come forward and retain the use of the building for the community. Nevertheless, there's a huge amount to go through before that even becomes a possibility, apart from the fact that Essex County Council are likely to take 6 to 9 months of going through various bureaucratic processes before they even actually declare the building redundant for school use. So there's a Philip Road user group, which is Moving Image, the hub, that's the youth club, and Jenny from the Colnbank Dance School, who uses a lot. We're already formed as a user group, but we're in touch with all the sort of important local people through the council, Julie Young and various others. But we really do need to get a few more people on board from the community who both have ideas about the long-term use for Philip Road, because apart from using it for community purposes, obviously you need a bit of commercial activity to generate some running costs. But we need people who can put a bit of time and energy into that, not just ideas.
So it's quite an open call if you think about the whole size and the scope of the Philip Road Centre. And so the future is slightly uncertain, but you're taking the lead and thinking, right, let's try and actually be active here, be proactive. So you want people that can think of how that space could be used, daytime or evening. Ideas, we know, are wonderful, but you'd also really like some kind of firm commitments as well in terms of time and effort. And so Moving Image isn't taking the sole lead here. You want to work with others about what's the best use for the Philip Road Centre going forward.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, we are concerned about the short-term use, because once it stops being used as a school, there is a bit of a question mark over just, you know, whether it's going to be we're going to be able to use it from the point of view of heating, lighting, etc. Although we certainly believe that will be possible. So we're making good plans for next year.
Okay, because as we know, Moving Image is like known for being a very nice, warm environment when we watch these films. I say that with all sincerity. Which brings us around, I think, to the films. And so there's been, we can call this a moving image sabbatical, a half-term bonfire sabbatical.
That's right. We decided, based on previous experience, that it's probably best to take a break around half-term, and particularly because of various firework events. But we'll be back next week, Saturday the 10th of November, we're back. And our first film is a French-Canadian film called Monsieur Lazare, which sounds very promising. It's French, but with English subtitles, and it must be good because it was nominated for the best picture in the foreign language at the last year's Oscars.
And the basic plot, please?
Well, it's about a school teacher who's brought in at short notice as a supply teacher in a very difficult school, and I don't know the full detail, but it's full of... I mean, the summary is that it's a serious, unsentimental film of real insight into loss, grief, guilt, exile, and the true meaning of education.
All French films are usually styled in a that type of manner. That's this Saturday, the 10th of November. And then you've also got one of your really popular Sunday matinees as well, following.
Yes, and completely different. Sunday the 11th, 3 o'clock, family film show, Brave, which is a very, very recently released Pixar animation. Pixar, of course, fantastic quality, and it should be a great afternoon for children and their parents. We must have, or people with them anyway, we must have accompanied children.
So it's a 3 p.m. start, and yes, it's for children and for adults. Moving Image shows films, it's not a babysitting service, so please do come along to that. Then moving forward, and so we have films continuing at the Philip Rhodes Centre all the way throughout November and going into December.
Yeah, and then the Saturday the 17th of November, we've got something that I'm championing, a classic 70s film called Deep End, which amazingly stars Jane Asher and Diana Dawes.
Quite a combination.
Quite a combination, yes. Well, of course, Jane Asher was at the forefront in the end of the 60s, early 70s. Diana Dawes plays a sort of ageing midworms, kind of sexually voracious, whatever. Anyway, it's quite a stunning film set in a public baths in a rundown part of London, and it's a very unusual film with particularly striking saturated colour photography.
So it's capturing that like late 60s, early 70s feel of London, which is quite a transformational period. So I imagine, even if you overlook the plot, it sounds as though there's a lot of imagery going off there, kind of capturing a real important piece of social history as the decades change.
Absolutely, yes. And then it completely different, the following Saturday, the 24th of November, we've got Woman in Black, which is the classic Susan Hill ghost story. It was a book. It's a fantastic long-running play in the West End, but it's now... on the big screen with Daniel Radcliffe in his first big role since Harry Potter, and he just about brings it off. Just about forget that he was Harry Potter once, but it's a very good film, very scary.
So again, some kind of transition theme. So not quite the changing of the decades, but the changing of the boy actor who becomes the man, and that hopefully will also pull in a good audience. I know what will be hopefully very successful is your next film on the 1st of December.
Yes, well, we've got Jaws, and that's just recently been reissued, so it should be really brilliant on the big screen. I think lots of people have seen it over the years on their televisions, but to see it full size with as a shared experience with an audience should make it even better. So I think that one's going to be definitely one not to miss.
And that's with the Moving Image... relatively new, but really high-powered, high-quality new HD projector. So it's a full sound system. We all know those scenes, and so when that certain thing happens, when everyone goes bump and they kind of grab each other. So seeing that in the splendour of the Philip Rhodes Centre with, let's push it, why not, a very, very tenuous Wivenhoe connection. So the idea of a quay, a port, a sort of fishing town. Not a fancy dress film, although it might have worked quite well if it was. So that's for the 1st of December.
Then, on the day after, our real big Christmas special. So it's a 3 o'clock start family film show, but it's not just for children, this one. It's A Wonderful Life. 1946, Jimmy Stewart. It's the most brilliant Christmas film. And that's going to be one that Gail puts on as an event. Don't know all the detail yet, but there's going to be mince pies, hot mulled wine. We've actually got an alcohol license, one off for that, and that should be something special.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong watching It's a Wonderful Life around the Christmas period. The most emotional, moving, uplifting film, highs and lows. You'll come out crying, but hopefully in a fairly joyous way. I think a fine selection. But you've also got a few other events after that, because the Philip Road Centre is used for various activities in the run-up to Christmas. But Moving Image carries on.
Yes, yeah, so the following Saturday, the 8th of December, we're having one of our quiz nights, and that'll be in the British Legion. People may well remember a couple of years ago when Real Appeal first got going, we had a big quiz night that was at the Lovelace. It's a quiz like a pub quiz, but obviously with film as the main theme, although not completely. And there'll be a bar. It'll be a real social event, so start getting your teams together now.
So it's a fundraiser, but also a very, very social event, again leading up to Christmas. And you have one more event before the full Christmas season kicks in and people sort of stay indoors and start drinking heavily.
Well, they absolutely, yes. But we are going to have a members and their guest event, Monday the 10th, also at the Legion. We're going to have a special screening of the 60s, early 60s film, which The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner. This was the Alan Sillitoe book, which is also the bookshop reading group book for November. So this event will be open to Moving Image members and their guests, and also members of the reading group. And apart from showing the film, it'll be introduced by Sid Bailey, who's very knowledgeable on film, and then afterwards there'll be discussion. So it's something that we're responding to the survey we had a year or so ago, where members wanted there to be more special activity for members, and it's really for those people who want to do more than just watch a film. They want to talk about it as well.
Yes, because sometimes I think there's a feeling, Moira, that you can watch a film at the Philip Road Centre. It finishes fairly early, 9:30, 9:45. People sort of drift out, perhaps go for a drink. But there's a fair few lurkers, and people think, well, that was a really interesting film. And there's often maybe a need for conversation with the other audience members. But I guess as an organisation, you're keen to get the chairs tacked away and sort of move on and go for a drink yourselves. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting to find out on the 10th for this members' evening what kind of appetite there is for, you know, viewing a film socially and then having this shared dialogue afterwards. I think that's quite an interesting one to watch.
Yes, I mean, as you say, after our normal screenings, the trouble is that we have a limited time in Philip Road, so we have to get the equipment put away, and we can't really encourage people to stay on and talk then. So this is something different, and if it's a success, then we'll definitely do more of them next year.
Okay, so that takes us through, and from the 10th of November, this Sunday, we have Monsieur Lazur, and then on the 11th, the family showing of Brave. The 17th of November, Deep End. The 24th, Woman in Black. 1st of December, Jaws, followed by on the Sunday the 2nd, It's a Wonderful Life. All those Saturday showings are at the Philip Road Centre with an 8 p.m. start. The Sunday ones, also Philip Road, 3 p.m. And all this information is on the Moving Image website. Maybe more or so, a few final thoughts. Let's not give too much away, but you're thinking already, I guess, towards some of your schedule for 2013.
Yeah, well, our January films are now fixed. We'll be back on the 12th of January with comedy Ted. 19th of January, Shadow Dancer, which is a tense Irish troubles drama. And then Unusual, but 26th of January, we're showing a brilliant documentary called Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, about the Chinese artists with a lot of political insight. So a lot to look forward to in January.
Yeah, perhaps we should come back and have this similar conversation and explore those films in a bit more detail after the Christmas period. But wonderful. So a good place to start as ever, go to the Moving Image website, just Google Moving Image, you'll find out all the information that's taking place, how to join, become a member, very, very cheap. So Moira, thank you as ever. That's been really, really kind of you to share your time and your knowledge. Let's not forget the knowledge. And we'll speak again, hopefully. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.